You're listening to SBS News.
After 2 years spent living through a pandemic, hearing terms like lockdowns, tracing and circuit breakers may be somewhat triggering. But this time they're being used to describe the response to an invasive parasite, not a virus. The Varroa destructor, commonly known as varroa mite, spreads viruses that cripple bees' ability to fly, gather food and pollinate crops. It was first found in a hive at the Port of Newcastle last Wednesday, as well as at a nearby commercial beekeeper. The hives were among six used to monitor biosecurity at the port. Further detections of the parasite were then made over the weekend in hives within 10 kilometres of the port, leading to biosecurity officials imposing a strict ban on the movement of bees and hives across New South Wales. Hundreds of beehives around Newcastle will also have to be destroyed in the coming days. Speaking to SBS, the State Agriculture Minister, Dugald Saunders, says that the origins of this outbreak are unclear.
And that's something that I guess will develop over the next days, weeks and possibly months to determine exactly where the varroa mite came from. At the end of the day, it's not as important as where it came from as to where it's possibly going to, and that's where the lockdown has been necessary to enforce just because of the concern of the possible spread of varroa across the state. So really the focus on the moment is making sure it doesn't get further afield than we hope it already has. And very much we're relying on beekeepers, both commercial and recreational, to be part of that solution.
Varroa mites mostly feed and reproduce on honeybee larvae and pupae, leading to malformations and often transmitting numerous viruses. In the United States, about 30% of commercial hives were lost following the incursion of varroa mite. In New Zealand, 90% of wild bee colonies disappeared because the mites weren't being managed. Australia was the last continent to be free of the parasite, with previous detections in Queensland and Victoria eradicated. The president of the New South Wales Farmers Association, James Jackson, says this gives Australia an advantage in fighting off varroa mite.
It gives us a reasonably significant competitive advantage in terms of managing the bees and managing that pollination effort. So the cost increase, if you like, of managing bees with varroa is significantly high. And those other countries that have tolerated varroa mite becoming endemic, there is a significant cost in maintaining a hunting industry, if you like. So this is another case where, you know, our freedom of disease actually delivers a cheaper food and, you know, a cleaner, greener product because we're not using control methods.
If an outbreak of varroa mite became widespread, it would have a devastating impact on Australia's entire agricultural sector, not just on the $70 million honey industry. Almonds, berries, apples and avocados are just some of the 35 agricultural industries reliant on bees for their pollination. James Jackson explains the broader responsibilities that bees have to some primary industries.
They serve a very critical part of the pollination activity of a number of our horticultural crops. For instance, the almond industry uses about 240,000 hives every year to pollinate the almond crop. Now, the almond crop is worth far more than the hay crop. And if we don't have sufficient bees, the yields on that almond crop will be compromised. There is no two ways about it. Other insects do pollinate almonds and avocados and these other crops, but they're not near as efficient as the European honeybee. And that will have consequences to the economy broader. So the impacts of this will be significant.
It's hoped the current lockdown will allow the industry to get on top of the situation before the fast-approaching almond and blueberry pollination periods get underway. It's also hoped that the parasite has been effectively contained in New South Wales, an issue about which Minister Saunders says he's been in contact with his newly elected federal counterpart, Murray Watt.
At this stage, we don't have any signs that that's happened, but I have had my first discussion with the new federal Minister for Agriculture, Murray Watt, which was a really productive one. We're meeting again shortly to continue those discussions because it isn't just a New South Wales problem if, in fact, Varroa mite is a concern. It will be a concern for all other states and obviously for the entire country. So we've had our first discussion around how that looks, how the federal government will need to be probably involved in providing some support back to industry. And I think it's also important for other state ag ministers and premiers to be aware of this situation as it could unfold. I mean, we've got the best of the best looking at how we need to contain this right now. But unfortunately, there is no guarantee that we can continue to contain it as we have done.
The minister also confirmed that part of his discussion with the federal agriculture minister included financial support for New South Wales beekeepers.
I'm hopeful that the federal government will be on board with that. And certainly there is a compensation plan as part of a deed that is signed up with the bee industry. I'm not sure exactly how that looks and whether we can look at topping that up. That will be advice that's fed back in from industry itself. But certainly there will be financial support. I'm just not exactly sure how that looks at the moment.
The Farmers Association's James Jackson says that this latest outbreak is a timely reminder following last week's state budget of a needed increase in biosecurity spend.
The principle, if you like, of this outbreak, I think, reinforces the fact that New South Wales farmers, we did aggressively advocate for that extra $38 million in the New South Wales budget, biosecurity budget, and I think it justifies the fact that we need a bigger spend on biosecurity, but also a smarter spend in terms of building capacity to respond, surveillance, diagnostic capacity, traceability, all these aspects of biosecurity build capacity to make sure that we can keep our agricultural industries free from some of these diseases.
A statement from the New South Wales Apiarists Association says that beekeepers across the state have been called on to safeguard their industry. Within the current biosecurity zone, no hive can be moved, and beekeepers must notify the State Department of Primary Industries of the current location of all of their hives. Eradication plans include treatment of beehives within a 10-kilometre emergency zone around the infestation, an inspection of all bee colonies within a 25K surveillance area. Tina Quinn, SBS News.